Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hey, what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Ciana.
Spell that, please.
C-I-A-N-N-A.
Oh, okay, Ciana. Hey, my name is Randy Foreman, and evidently I made a mistake. The information I got was that I only had to pay shipping. That, and I don't remember where I got it from because I never do this, but I did it, I think, because y'all said that, or the email or whatever information I got said that it was free. I only needed to pay $7.95 for shipping.
Okay.
Can I did this on four. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, can I get started by getting your zip code?
Sure. 70529.
Okay, Mr. Foreman, and can you verify that shipping address, please?
6929 West Congress Street, Doosan, Louisiana, 70529.
Thank you. Okay, give me 1 second to review this account for you today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So I see you ordered the Fuel Saver April 15th for the $7.95 shipping.
Okay.
Okay, so before you paid that $7.95, in the terms and conditions, it'll say 7 days later, you will then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee. And with that fee, you receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use towards anything on that website.
No. No, thank you. I'd like to cancel that, please, and be refunded.
Okay, so I can get you canceled today. Give me 1 second, and I'll get you that cancellation number.
Hey, also, do I send this back to you guys?
No, sir. So you paid that shipping. That product is yours to keep. So give me 1 second while I process this for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled. There won't be any further charges. And as for a refund, even though it is stated in the terms and conditions, I can issue a customer courtesy refund of 35%. So that'll be $19.93 back in your account.
No.
No,
I want my money back.
Yes, sir. So it is stated in the terms and conditions when you paid that shipping.
Y'all sneak that in. Y'all also change the name on what y'all billing me. I'm not okay with that.
No,
I'm not okay. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the name that the bank puts. The bank will put the main vendor name instead of the product name. So that's why you saw that. But as a customer courtesy, since I know the terms and conditions can get overlooked, I can issue you 50% of that charge. So that'll be $28.
No. I want all my money back. I did not know what I was agreeing to. Y'all made it look like it was a free item. Y'all even stated that I had like $100 and something to pay for it. That like y'all gave me that initially, that there was going to be no further charge. That's what I understood.
Okay. See, unfortunately, because it's in the terms and conditions, the most I can get you is that 50% of that charge.
Well, y'all gonna get a call from Citicard then. It was bogus. It was bogus, and I don't appreciate that. Hold on 1 second, please.
So, if you wanted to dispute this charge, what happened is your bank would issue a temporary credit, And along with that temporary credit, they'll investigate this charge and they'll read the terms and conditions and they'll then mark it a valid charge. So you wouldn't be able to get any of that money back. But because I know that you did refund, because I know that you did overlook the terms and conditions, what I'll do for you today is I'll get you that $56.95 back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but y'all charge me one every month since the fourth month. You'll charge me the fourth month, last month, and then again this month.
Yes, sir. So in the terms and conditions, it'll explain that you'll be on a monthly membership.
I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay. That's not what I understood. The way y'all made it look on the email, it was just shipping only, that because I had a reward or something. I'm going to call City Card. I want all three payments back. And if y'all want me to send this item back to y'all, I will, because it don't even explain how to use it.
Okay.
And if it does, I can't use it in my vehicle. So anyway, I'm very disappointed with the way y'all worded it. And I never do this because I know there's possibly hidden stuff. But the way I read it was a shipping fee only. And of course, why would I join something? I don't need any help buying stuff. That's not okay with me. So, Sienna, what I'm going to do is call City Card, unless you agree to refund me the 3 months that y'all charged me.
Okay, so with that being said, I won't refund that last one. You can just have your bank call us, or you can call them and put it on three-way. And so that way, then we'll process those refunds, but you won't be getting this one today.
Okay. Well, I'm very disappointed with the way y'all misled me.
Well, sir, I'm sorry you feel that way. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. That number is C as in Charlie. 260.
260.
Yes, sir. 713-834.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you're not refunding me anything because I'm asking you for total. Let me just finish, please. Unless you need to say something else or you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, sir, you can finish and then I'll explain.
Okay. I already understand your explanation. But for what I understand is because of the terms and conditions, you were only willing to, first you started at 35, then you went to 50, and then you got up to 1 month refund of $56.95. When I said I wanted it all back, you said you won't be refunding me anything and that you're going to wait on City Card to process my dispute and go from there. Is that correct?
No, only I can't refund the full 3 months after you mention the dispute, because if you were to do the dispute for the other charges and I've already refunded you 1 month, you wouldn't get that 1 month back at all. Your bank would take that back from you. So instead of me, if I was to refund that first month and then you disputed it, you wouldn't get any charges back. But if you call your bank without me refunding it, then we possibly can get you all three back.
Right. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.